Free Geeks storefront is just off the Fayetteville Square on Block Street, the funky name emblazoned on a black awning. Inside the lower level complex is a maze of rooms filled with gutted computers, both Macs and PCs, destined for refurbishment or recycling. All hard drives are wiped clean of data here to protect the previous owner. Rebuilt computers are donated to local nonprofits and sold in Free Geeks thrift shop, ranging in price from $30 to $100. This afternoon, the place is filled with a few patrons, as well as a bunch of volunteers, from a girl aged 10 to a gentleman aged 80, busy ripping or rebuilding. Valerie Doyle serves as front desk receptionist.
We take old computers. We teach people how to take them apart, how to test to see if the components are good, how to rebuild them. We also teach people how to repair motherboards, which is the big board inside of the computer that makes the computer run. We also help people figure out what's wrong with their own computers, and we tell them how to repair their own computer, and we teach them that.
And how much do you charge?
We don't. We do ask for donations, but this is Free Geek. Free Geek is free.
Valerie, like everyone here, is a volunteer, and they're always looking for help.
Well, another educator would be good. Somebody who knows how to resolder and repair the motherboards would be good. Just about anybody who has something that they think they can contribute, come on down and we'll talk about it and we'll go from there.
Free Geeks operator Justin Doyle is an expert at talking desperate patrons down from the wall.
I consider myself just a facilitator around here. I try to keep everybody from catching themselves on fire.
Justin Doyle started to help people with computer problems when he was just a kid. With no technical degrees, he successfully worked as an IT consultant for Walmart, Dell, HP, Motorola, and currently he freelances as an electronic medical record system contractor and runs this nonprofit on the side. He doesn't draw a salary. No one does.
Free Geek is a nonprofit organization that we take in random electrical equipment from the local community, try to refurb it, get it back up and running, get it out the door, get it into other local nonprofits, or maybe out with some of our volunteers. We make sure that everything that comes in here is entirely environmentally friendly recycled so that none of us will end up drinking any of this. So we're somewhere in between an educational facility, a recycling facility.
Open 3 days a week, volunteers are on hand to help users in crisis. And everyone's happy to help those who walk through the door.
One time an individual came in here with a earlier Windows-based laptop that was on its last leg, and they had all of their family history, all their genealogy data on it, and they needed it pulled off of that and put onto something that they could actually use. And of course, you know, they barely even had a license to the software, much less, you know, the ability to really put it on another computer, yank it off, what have you. So we went ahead and showed them how to pull it off of that computer, put it onto one of the Ubuntu machines here. These machines all run completely free software, so sometimes that's a little bit of a issue. Now, we went ahead and showed them how to set up the software they had previously owned on a completely free architecture, get it to print out, and they walked out with all their information in hand. It saved them months and months of research.
Volunteers who accumulate 24 hours are rewarded with a free refurbished computer. Mitch Cockrell is a retired poultry pathologist.
I'm taking apart a printer that no longer works.
And how did you learn about this place?
Oh, I passed by the door, and there was information there, and I'm satisfying my curiosity.
Hi, I'm Dawson, and I'm from Northeast Texas, a little town called New Boston. I go to the university up here, and I study mechanical engineering. I found this place through actually my janitor at the mechanical engineering building. I was working in tech there over the summer, and he was like, you know, there's a place up in the square called Free Geek. I had never heard of it, and I came down here, and I just fell in love with it. what have I done? Right now I'm building a computer for my grandmother. she's got an old Pentium 3 system, and it's time for her to get something new. And so that's what I'm doing right here with my friend John Michael. And
hi, John Michael.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
And I mean, I do it all. Like, I have tons of projects right now. I'm redoing an arcade that I found that we had from a long time ago, and you know, there's so much to do up here. I mean, literally, you can learn so much. Justin knows so much, and he's taught me everything. I mean, it's just a really good place to be. It really is.
Bob Wright is a skilled hardware technician who worked for Marantz and Pioneer and has been volunteering here for several years.
And, you know, if someone has a problem, we try to get them up and running. But we'd like to show them how to do it themselves. But if they can't, then we'll try and fix it for them.
For the uninitiated, the operation appears overwhelming, chaotic even, but there's a method. Bob Wright calls it the law of flat surfaces, which tend to attract piles of things.
Well, there's computers and monitors and parts piled everywhere, and we try to keep like incoming and outgoing, but it comes in faster than we can straighten up. And every time I say, well, we should get rid of this, somebody says, no, that's valuable because of blah, blah, blah.
Over in the next room is a pile of what can only be described as rubbish.
Our recycling pile, we're about ready to call, we use ESCO up in Lowell. And they come and they pick up and divide the plastic and the metal and so forth. And,
no matter how many times you see a car that works.
They recycle to where 90% never hits a landfill.
A room in the complex is leased by a company who has a bank of servers, and that helps to pay the rent. Free Geek welcomes anyone from any background who wants to disassemble and sort computer components or assemble them into refurbished systems in its windowless but temperature-controlled environment. Li Li, a graduate student from China, carefully deconstructs a laptop,
which is like 20 years old. I'm trying to figure out what parts are still available and what parts are not, and I'm trying to recycle the parts that can still be used.
This is Li Li's first day here. He seems a little overwhelmed.
Well, it's just like I'm graduating, and besides my thesis, I don't have much else to do. And then I think, okay, since, well, when I first came here, I received a lot of help. I mean, from the churches and from the community, locals or like foreigners, and or the student organization. And I thought, okay, I think it's a good opportunity to just volunteer and help people who have once helped me.
And perhaps soon, Li Li, with his master's degree in comparative literature and cultural studies, will advise internet users on searches. Free Geek staff intend to set up a free internet cafe conveniently located next to the recycled debris pile. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.